But I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
Chris McMichael.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 12:02. McMonagle here with you on a Friday morning. As I got you for five straight hours on this five-hour midnight ride, we'll take you to the warm-up show at 5 a.m. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Me and Fleegs rocking with you till then. And yes, I almost didn't sing, but I'm not going to let them get me down. You can't do it to me. You already ruined my afternoon. You're not going to ruin my morning on this week. This Friday morning is my weekend. I guess we'll start relatively soon. And the Yankees, God, need to move on to the next series against the Atlanta Braves, as they were, without a doubt, undoubtedly, which means the same thing, embarrassed yesterday and embarrassed in the series. We talked about heading into the series how, for a series in June, as about as important a series and a litmus test as you could have. And we can forget all the other ones. And we'll get into this more as we go along through the show. 888-808-1019. I don't care about the Dodger series. Honestly, I don't. And I don't care about any other series that any other person might deem important or a litmus test. This is about the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees. Everything else is noise. I don't care what they did against the Red Sox. I don't care what they did against the Dodgers. Conversely, I don't care what they've done against the Astros, the Cleveland Guardians, the Kansas City Royals, or anybody else. All right, we understand that they're the two best teams in the American League. Even the Yankee haters who are out in full force this morning at 12:03. And I understand why. You've hardly had a chance to poke your head out, so you're taking advantage of it. God bless you. These are the two best teams in the American League. Plain and simple. And I don't care what happened against the Dodgers or anybody else. The New York Yankees need to prove that they can beat the Baltimore Orioles. That's it. These are the two teams competing for this division. These are the two best teams in the American League. One of them is going to win the division. The other is going to be forced to play a wild card series. And the Yankees wanted to be them to be the division winners. And so far, the fact that they are still a half a game up, technically, in this division, they have been thoroughly outplayed in both of these series against the Baltimore Orioles. And after winning the first game of this series and heading into this series with all the pitching matchups in their favor, we understand the amount of injuries that the Baltimore Orioles are dealing with in the rotation. You miss Burns. The Yankees were going to throw Nestor Cortez in the first one, get Gerrit Cole back from injury. And it seemed better at the time than we ultimately found out it to be, because he was on a pitch count that none of us expected would be that low. But still, you got Cole and then Luis Gil. Arguably the best pitcher in the American League. We were debating whether or not he would start the All-Star game. This rookie phenom. I'm getting flack on social media and Twitter saying that people, oh, well, you're comparing him to DeGrom. I never compared him to DeGrom. I never compared him to, you know, Doc Gooden. But that's how good he's been for the first 12 starts of his season. For the beginning of this year, through almost half the year, Luis Gil's been excellent, and he was absolutely pounded in this game yesterday. And we start there because as we talk about Luis Gil and how important he is to this team and how important the starting rotation has been to this team and is to this team, especially with the way the bullpen looks. We'll get to that in a second. But Luis Gil's been dominant. And while he still had his fastball at times, he was awful in this game. And I don't want to hear, and I know the Yankees won't poo-poo it, and they were asked, you know, about tipping pitches. Oh, we'll look into it. Well, I don't want to hear about tipping pitches, because I don't know if you watched the game. But he left fastballs and sliders over the heart of the plate. They were attacking him early. They did not want to fall behind. when they wanted to make sure to put a good swing on him early in the at bat. You get some shoddy defense from Soto on the first play of the game, and away we go. He gets absolutely pounded an inning and a third, and just puts the team obviously behind the eight ball. And more than that, just immediately takes the wind out of your sail in a game that you thought, considering, you know, Irvin is pitching for the Baltimore Orioles and he's got an 8 ERA against the Yankees in his career heading into the day. But this was a rubber match and you wanted to take this series. You wanted to make a statement. And instead, by taking it and taking 2 out of 3 from the New York Yankees in the Bronx, by pounding what has been their best starting pitcher, bar none, this year and arguably one of the best starting pitchers in the American League, they have made a statement against the New York Yankees. And mix in the whole nonsense of retaliation and you have to throw. And you know what? For all you people who thought the Yankees would be soft if they didn't retaliate, I'm sorry. Now that the series is over, and how they got spanked after it, the way it's played out and the way it looks now, they were soft for retaliating. They were soft for the need to feel like they had to come back at the Baltimore Orioles for a pitch that got away on Judge, that cost them one game that he should have been able to pinch hit the night before. It still bothers me, and I talked about that on the show yesterday. If he could play today, why couldn't he give you one at bat last night? This Yankee team has completely felt different. There's been a sense of urgency, and yet somehow, some way, it still feels a little bit like just go that extra bit to try and beat the Baltimore Orioles. And they won't do it, and I understand why it's Judge, but it just bothers me. But they feel like the team, oh, we have to do something. We can't have the Baltimore Orioles come in here and throw a Judge. We've got to retaliate or else. And then we got everybody on this radio station, everywhere else, talking about whether, oh, we got to make a point. Well, who made the point in this series, I ask you? And they lost a one-run game the other day, and they put a base runner on. I don't know what happened. If you pitch to Henderson, maybe he hits a home run. He's a fantastic player. If you pinch hit to Henderson, maybe he's got a double, and he starts an inning, and they score more than a run. But ultimately, they gave them a runner in a one-run game that they lost by one run. And he came around to score. And Baltimore was laughing, and the broadcast was laughing. And from that moment on, the Baltimore Orioles made a freaking point to the New York Yankees. You want to hit us, which, by the way, the New York Yankees hit them more than the Orioles hit the New York Yankees. You want to hit us? We won't complain. We won't cry. We'll just go to first base and kick your ass and steal second because your catcher can't throw. But no, we needed to retaliate. It made the Yankees seem worse. It made the Yankees look cheap and soft and petty. The Yankees were embarrassed in a multitude of ways in this series. Getting their ass kicked, having their best hit pitcher get their ass kicked, more stolen bases than the catcher throwing the ball away. Acting soft and the desperate need to respond and act like tough guys when there was no need for it. And then the bullpen completely falling apart. And this bullpen that I will tell you, and you know me, we're going to flip this thing around in just a minute. But I will tell you, for the first 65 games of this year, this bullpen had an ERA around 2.5. It was one of the best overall pitching staffs in Major League Baseball. The bullpen was very good for this team for 65 games. And over the last... or somewhere around that, 60, 65. And over the last 10 to 15, this New York Yankee bullpen has completely fallen apart. And it's not that they're overworked, and that's just an easy thing that people will throw out there. It's not that they're overworked, because the New York Yankees and Luis Gil today just broke a streak that goes back to the beginning of picking up a ball and swinging a stick at it for consecutive games of starting pitching going at least 4 innings. It's not that they're overworked. They've just been bad from the closer, you heard me, right on down. They've had a terrible stretch where this bullpen has been a disaster. and all the different elements. Now, some of them I think are overblown. The idea that you come away from this series thinking there's a major problem at third base. DJ LeMahieu got some hits in this series. DJ LeMahieu might look old and tired to you, I suppose, but he got some hits in this series. He wasn't an absolute waste. He got two hits the other night. He got hit. Yeah, like he hasn't been terrible. He's not what you want. He's not the machine. But I like that first base. They just called up Rice. I'm okay with that. Gleyber Torres. It's a home run in this game. Like the infield's a problem on some level, and they will look to address it. And I've already talked about that at the deadline. There's no doubt. But you don't come away from that in this series. This series, you come away with the bullpen, plain and simple. And maybe the catcher who threw one away again coming off the Boston series. But the bullpen right now is in a complete just implosion where nobody is pitching well. And again, 60 straight games of pitching well. Into now being an out-and-out disaster where they have to send Marinaccio down to make room for someone who can come in and actually give them innings over the next couple days. And that's the other thing what they've done here is completely kill the bullpen for this Atlanta series coming up. But right now, when you look at this team and you compare them to both, and I said this last night and I still stand by it because I look at the Baltimore Orioles, their lineup's relentless. They're young, they're fast, they're athletic, they're deeper 1-9 than the New York Yankees, never said different. But this rotation's still a mess, and the bullpen, I'm sorry, you can't convince me, is much better when you're looking at the likes of Craig Kimbrell closing games, and the Yankees touched up their bullpen in this series. But they got embarrassed on a bunch of different fronts here that didn't need to happen, a lot of them. Yesterday, they got their ass kicked. They were right there in a one-run game the night before, and they coasted to a relatively comfortable victory in the first game of this series. They are right there with the Orioles. And let me just say that now, all right? Because we're going to come from this series, and yes, they've lost 5 out of 7. There is no doubt. I can't turn on this microphone and tell you they are better than the Orioles, but I don't care what anybody says. They are not inferior to the Baltimore Orioles. They've lost 5 out of 7, yes. In 2009, the New York Yankees started the season 0-8 against the Boston Red Sox and finished the year 8-8 and we all against them, and we all remember how the season turned out. This is going to be a different team. Brian Cashman is going to attack the trade market at the deadline for relief pitchers. And I've been telling you, I still think Clay Holmes will be the closer on this team. I don't think he's a problem. I think he's going through a little bit of a downturn, as all relievers do. And it just so happens this entire bullpen is going through a downturn. And they've been besieged by injuries, as well as Hamilton's not there. Right now, you got three guys you trust on some level. You've got the closer, you've got Weaver, and you've got Tonkin. That's it. That's it. There is not another pitcher on this team that you have any real belief in. But I will still tell you, as they go to take on a series against Atlanta, we are overblowing so much as a fan base, and the reaction I hear is ridiculous. They got their ass kicked. They got embarrassed. I'm pissed off about it. But that doesn't mean the franchise is in a faltering state that is about to crater, and it's just like 2 years ago, and it's the same crap we've been getting for the last 15 years, and the team is awful, and the GM needs to go, and the manager sucks, and Luis Gil has clearly hit some sort of wall. He's terrible. The rest of Major League Baseball is caught up to him. Like, we can never just go through the game and say Luis Gil had a bad start. The kid's been unbelievable. He went from being sent to minor league AAA at the beginning of camp to being the best starter in the American League. Did we think there wouldn't be any hiccups along the way? Now, you'll have to check to see what because they're concerned about his innings, obviously so, and they're going to look at arm fatigue. And you'll have to monitor it. But ultimately, right back to, well, they figured him out. Luis Gil's done. They better go out and get a starting pitcher at the trade deadline because Luis Gil's hit the wall. Relax. It's one game that he got beat up. One game. The kid's been unbelievable. It's one bad game. And the same thing about the rest of this team. You cannot build the best record in the American League beating nobodies. They went through a Dodgers series. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Dodgers without Juan Soto. It's not the end of the world, and we pick and choose. I see it all over the place. We are picking and choosing the series and the teams we deem that are important and that are telling. The Boston series is telling. The Boston Red Sox are 10 games behind the New York Yankees. And if the Yankees took 2 out of 3, nobody would say, hey, that's a good series win against the Boston Red Sox. Nobody would give a damn. But they lost, so it's a big deal. When I'm trying to figure out how this team is going to play, they don't care they beat Cleveland, first-place team. They don't care they beat Milwaukee, first-place team. They don't care they beat 2 teams in Minnesota and Cleveland, Kansas City, who are in the playoffs. No one cares. They don't care even. I've been arguing on Twitter. Nobody even cares about the 4 games at the start of the year against the Astros because the Astros haven't played well this year. You're telling me that at the beginning of the season, we did not deem that series important? And that you can't get anything from that team showing up in the way they did against a 4-game set in that building against a team that has ended season after season after season for not only the Yankees, but everybody else in the American League. And because they're a couple of games under 500 now, that series is meaningless. And we only care about the Dodgers and the Orioles and mix in the Red Sox because they lost that series too. And what the hell, throw in Seattle because they split that 4-game set. Every time the Yankees lose, that it goes right back into everything about them and how the season's going to collapse and how awful they are in every aspect. When the fact of the matter is, they've built the best record in the American League in all of baseball by winning a ton of games and playing pretty damn good baseball. Aaron Judge is still a beast. Soto's cooled off a little bit here, but they still have a unbelievable top of the order with Volpe, Soto, Judge. They're going to have to do something with the bullpen. They're going to have to address catcher. There's weaknesses. Every team has them, including the Baltimore Orioles, who have a terrible closer and a bad rotation right now due to injury. Now, they came out and played better in this series, and the Yankees have to prove they can beat Baltimore. But the Yankees don't have to prove they're a good team. And the Yankees don't have to prove that they're headed to the playoffs. And the Yankees don't have to prove that they're good enough to beat anybody. Right now, the bullpen is a mess, and the Baltimore Orioles just took them out behind the woodshed. They're going to have other opportunities, and we'll start this series against Atlanta tonight. And I'm curious now. Maybe we'll get out in front of it. I want to ask you, is this a series we care about? Is this a litmus test? Is this series against the Atlanta Braves one that we can look to as some of import, or do we wait until they lose it or win it to determine how we look at it? Because if they win it, I have a feeling the narrative is, well, they haven't scored runs, Acuna's gone, they're having a down season, it's really not that big a deal, they beat the Braves, okay, great, they might be out of the wild card race in a few days. Or they might not be the first wild card in a few days. But if the Yankees lose it, Oh, you see what happens when they face a good team like the Atlanta Braves, who are built right, who have a young, talented team, who sign all their players to long-term contracts, who have vision and foresight? So tell me now, should I care about what happens in this Atlanta series? Should I deem it as a litmus test? Should I consider it a good team that the Yankees either can't beat or can beat? Or do we just go and move along with our lives and hopefully get this season back on track from the New York Yankees? Oh, I'm sorry, they're still in first place. I forgot, they don't have to get it back on track. They've played poorly inside the division, and right now the O's are their daddy. It's June. A lot can happen between now and when they have to play the Orioles in the playoffs or whoever else in the playoffs and change what's gone on here since 2009. But this team is different than 2 years ago. And I'm not worried about them fading down the stretch. And this rotation has still been unbelievable. Nestor Cortez pitched great the other night. the best pitcher in all the American League over the last couple of years and the Cy Young Award winner last year, just got his feet wet. Before we panic, let's just take a second. Let's recognize that, yes, Baltimore's been better. Yes, when they've played head-to-head, Baltimore has been much better. Baltimore's dangerous, and the Yankees have holes. There's still a trade deadline to fill them, and this bullpen won't be as bad as it's been the last 10 days, just like it won't be as good as it was the first 60 necessarily down the stretch. It's one series loss. Doesn't mean they can't beat the Baltimore Orioles. It doesn't mean they can't beat good teams. It's a silly narrative just because we all have the fear that it's going to end up just the way it has over the last couple of years. And I still feel like this team is different. There's just some holes and some things they need to fill. But make no mistake, they got embarrassed this weekend. And that's going to hopefully motivate them. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. I got you till 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. We got plenty of time to break this down. We'll get into the different elements of the game, including still I'm pissed off about all the people who felt like they needed to retaliate because it made the Yankees look petty and weak. And it added just another element of how this Baltimore Orioles team completely embarrassed them this weekend. And it didn't have to be that way. But there are problems with this bullpen, problems with this team. We'll get into all of it.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
You know what? I needed that. I feel a lot better now. I needed to vent a little bit. Because, you know, listen, I know I'm going to be open and honest with you right now. I'm pissed watching these games. I'm beside myself watching this. I'm frustrated. I throw things, not today necessarily, but I get mad. But today was disgusting. I'm just, you know, then I went and my son had a flag football game. It got pushed back to like 6:45 to try and avoid the hot heat. So like towards the end of the game, I didn't go back and watch it too. So I'll be honest, I didn't see the very end of this game. I did not see Trevino pitch. I got the gist though. But I'm frustrated. But what bothers me and why I may come across on this station, certainly on social media, as some sort of shill and pom-pom waving, because we always take things like too far. And we say things that don't make sense. And then when I push back on the things that don't make sense, because I just can't, I'm so angry that I'm down about the team, but then I see things that are just blatantly like silly. And I can't just abide. I can't just sit there and go, yeah, you know what? Today's the day to pound on the Yankees because they got pounded so fair. Leave it alone. But I can't. So like when I see over and over again a bunch of different places about how the Yankees only beat good teams and then they give the list and it's like the Yankees can't beat good teams. Look at all the series against good teams this year and how they've lost it. They lost 3 out of 4 to Baltimore. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Dodgers. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Red Sox, and now they've lost 2 out of 3 to Baltimore again. And I'm just like, those are all facts. Who could dispute them? They're facts. Absolutely true. But you're leaving out good teams, and you're putting in the Boston Red Sox strictly because they lost the series. They would not be on there. And you can't tell me that the significance of the first 4 games against Houston are meaningless. Nobody knew where Houston was going to be, and they're a couple games under 500. They're 5 games under 500. Would you be surprised if they end up being a playoff team? I wouldn't. And they're dealing with injuries that have all taken place after the 4-game set against the Yankees. So that series doesn't matter. We include the good teams. The Cleveland Guardians are 46-26. They're 20 games over 500. It's Major League Baseball. I don't care what division they play in. They're 20 games over 500. Include that series. Just be fair about it. it still paints the Yankees in a bad light. It still shows more losses than wins. But just be fair about it. They beat Cleveland. They beat the Royals. They're in a wild card position right now. They beat the Milwaukee Brewers, who are in first place. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks, who were in the World Series last year and have worked their way back to being a wild card team and currently in the wild card standings right now, in a wild card position. Like, just be fair. Paint the whole picture instead of picking and choosing which teams you deem important. If the Yankees would have lost to the Milwaukee Brewers, you bet your ass it's on that list. You bet your ass. Everybody's talking about how, and add the Brewers to the list. Like, they got embarrassed. They got their ass kicked. They're dealing with a million problems in the bullpen right now, and that's the main issue. That's the main issue. And then me and Fleegs are talking about it. In some ways, the positive angle of what happened, instead of me trying to debunk the nonsense that comes along with it, the real positive of it, if you want to look for a silver lining, is that there is no doubt the Yankees need help. And that the wake-up call here is they got pounded by the Baltimore Orioles. And really, I think you could argue the two games against the Boston Red Sox were just as ugly and bad and disappointing in the way they played. And they're going through a tough time right now. They have not played that well over the last 10 or 15, since the final game against the Royals where they blew that save. They haven't played well. Like, they're not going to play well the Orioles lost 2 out of 3 to the A's. Like, you're going to go through a time where you don't play your best. And they haven't. And the Orioles pounded them. And you could look at it and say, well, now look, there is no doubt that they need help. They might need help at catcher. They need 2 or 3 arms in the bullpen. Like, you can't watch this series and not say, hey, this Yankee team, there are holes. And if they want to be a favorite for the World Series, if they want to, make sure that they're good enough to get through the gauntlet, no questions asked, they're going to have to go and get bullpen arms. They're going to have to go and improve certain situations. They're going to have to get either a catcher, I don't know if you're going to get all of these things, but you're going to get either a catcher or a corner infielder or something. You're going to have to get something to improve this team. Because, like, by no means do I think that the Yankees are perfect and, are well on their way to win. This is just a speed bump on the way to a World Series title. Of course, there are issues. But so much of the narrative is, if they don't throw at the hitter, they're soft. Now that they've lost this series, they don't beat good teams. They're screwed. They'll never beat the Orioles. The Orioles are going to be the new Houston Astros to the New York Yankees. They can't win with a player like, as I'm watching highlights, they can't win with a player like Gleyber Torres. They can't win a playoff series with a closer like Clay Holmes. They can't. It's June. They lost the series to Baltimore. I'm pissed about it. It means something to me, and there are holes in this team that need fixing. But the generalization about what they can and cannot do because they lost 2 out of 3 when they were a runaway in extra innings. If Trevino doesn't throw the ball into left field, they might win that game. They got blown out in this game here. They won a comfortable game the first night of the series. It was a nip and tuck 1-run game. They rallied back from a 4-run deficit without Aaron Judge to tie the game and go into extras and lost. And then today they got their ass kicked. And from that, we can glean what they can and cannot do in October. And I can't abide. It drives me crazy. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. Alex and Lyndon, what's up, Alex?
Hey, what's going on, C-Mac?
What's up, buddy?
Tough one today. I was lucky to be at work today, and saw 6-0 in the second inning, and I was able to check out for the rest of the night. So
you benefited.
It kind of worked out, other than the group text that I had to silence because the boys were not happy watching that game tonight.
Sure.
Of course. So I called you last week. I went to Fenway this past weekend, and the one thing I'll say is it just feels different, this team. We felt like the villain up there, which it hasn't felt like that in a while.
Uh-huh.
And I went to Arizona earlier in the year. I was telling you how I saw all the Carlos Rodon starts, how they keep lining up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And this is the first start where he's looked like that, because I've seen them all, pretty much, it feels like. And, just as a relaxed type call, like, you know, it's a tough week. And, you know, you almost need this week to see how this team responds to get punched in the mouth a few times.
I agree with you. I think,
you know, now, August.
Yeah, no,
right?
Agreed. And I also agree that, you know, this is now a big series against Atlanta. I think it is. It's not necessarily because the Braves are a great team and this will, you know, help quell the fears of beating good teams. It's just you want to bounce back. They just got their ass kicked. Like you want to bounce back and play well, and the pitching matchups are going to be tough. You got Sale tonight, and he's been pitching great for Atlanta. Yep. Then you get Morton and Fried. I mean, this is going to be a tough series, but they just had the advantage in the pitching matchup this series, and it didn't help them that much. So
those are two pitchers that you just mentioned, Chris, Sale and Morton, who've had our numbers over the years. Sometimes we've gotten to them, but.
Yeah, Sale, I don't look. It's a Morton, definitely. Yeah. Anyone who's associated with the Astros, yes. I don't. Sale's pitched good games against him. He's a great pitcher. But I feel like the Yankees have held their own against Sale over the years. I don't know that. That's just me guessing off the top of my head. I don't remember, even with his years in Boston, I don't remember feeling like, oh, geez, Sale is going to just absolutely blow through the Yankees. I don't remember that, but he's obviously an excellent pitcher, having a great bounce back year.
Yeah, I feel like this is setting up nicely, though, to almost like a get right feeling if they can beat Sale and beat Morton. I feel like Soto's due to go off for a few days, Chris.
But, yeah, he's been slumping. I mean, he got a bunch of walks in game one of this series. He hasn't really impacted the baseball that much since coming back from the forearm injury. That you know, he's not driving the baseball. It's funny now, all the people that were laughing at me when I said Judge was the better player, I don't think anybody would dispute it at this moment. Yeah, listen, and thank you for the call, Alex. I'm hoping he can go off too. After a little bit of a slump, we've seen kind of Volpe come through and get hot again in this series, played well in this series. And hopefully Judge is healthy and it's not an issue and he'll play, you know, the next 10 games or whatever. But yeah. This is a big series, and you're right. I think that there's something to that. Sale is pitching well enough where if they get to him and score a bunch of runs, you'll feel pretty good about this offense. But look, even the offense today came through and scored some runs. They rallied in the other game they lost. Like I really don't think the main takeaway, that's why, you know, I'm seeing a lot of DJ LeMahieu stuff, and I get it. He doesn't look great. I'm concerned about him, certainly, but he's got a couple of hits here in this series. He wasn't awful. I mean, hits into anything on the ground with runners on is a double play. He can't run, so yeah. I mean, that's a concern. But they scored some runs in this game. They scored enough to win the first night. And again, Judge was out in the third inning of game one and missed all of game two. They rallied back, got to the Orioles bullpen, forced extra innings. Like, the offense really hasn't been the issue in this series. It's the bullpen. That's really the glare, even the catcher. Like, even the catcher stuff. Because I agree with Boone and the Yankees on some level where if you're not putting these speedy runners on, and while it's going to be a problem in the postseason on some level, and when you play these teams that can run at you, it's without question an issue. But overall, it's not going to kill the Yankees over the course of the regular season. I really don't think so. If that changes and I'm wrong, I'm open to it, and I'm certainly looking to upgrade everywhere. And the catcher now is a position I'm looking to upgrade actively. If it's possible, I'm into it. But the offense has been fine, even through this series and losing. And ultimately, even the catching position, other than the throwaway on the steal of third that cost them that final run, the story of the series is the bullpen, and particularly in this game. I mean, obviously, Luis Gil had nothing, and we'll get more into Luis Gil and break it down a little bit more coming up. But, I mean, the bullpen right now is just, they were arguably the best bullpen in the American League. Right, you want to look at some of the advanced numbers and the different things. They don't strike out enough guys. Their whips are relatively high. That's fine. I didn't think they were a dominant force in the bullpen. But they were one of, if not the best bullpen in the American League for, you know, most of this year. And over the last 2 weeks, it's been a disaster. They have, it's not just this guy struggling, you know, they'll deal with it. Like, it has the wheels have fallen off the bullpen. The wheels have fallen off. Like, even their best relievers who aren't falling off are going through their worst time. Like, they're having relievers that have just fallen off, and then even the Weavers and the Hamilton before he got hurt and the Cole, Clay Holmes, excuse me. Like, even the guys who are still okay have had their worst run of it to go along with all the guys who've just completely fallen apart. And Marinaccio already got sent down. They're going to bring up another arm. But to me, right now, the biggest issue the Yankees have, without question, is this bullpen's in absolute disarray at the moment. I do think the Yankees do a good job and they can fix it. And certainly at the trade deadline, you can get bullpen arms. And I know they just brought in this guy from Chicago, Hill. He was terrible in Chicago. He just came here. He pitched one game. Let Matt Blake work his magic and see if he could turn him into something. Because Tonkin, as terrible as he was, he got designated for assignment two different places, three different times. He's been good for the Yankees. So they've run this ship so well with the bullpen that it's hard for me to just lose all faith in their ability to do so. But right now, the wheels have fallen off, and they have to figure it out. OC in Freeport. What's up, OC?
Hey, what's going on, T-Mac? I love you, brother.
No, thank you, man. I appreciate you.
I was listening. I've been listening to you for years. I've never spoken to you. You do a great job, man. You were hitting it off on the Yankees. It's so funny, man. In New York City or in New York, I'm out in Long Island, but I'm a big Mets fan. But, you know, it's the same with the Mets and Yankees, so I'm not hating on Yankees fans. But we freak out on, like, single games, and it's like it's a 162-game season, you know? It's like, we're going to lose battles, but we could still win the war.
Of course.
We're the smartest, most passionate fans in the country, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
We act stupid. We act so dumb sometimes. And I'm like you. It's so funny you were saying, it's like, I didn't throw anything around. I get mad also. But it's like, you're in the understanding like me, man. We're on the same frequency where it's like, it's a long season.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to take our punches, but guess what? We're going to give the punches back.
Yeah, and
I'll let you go, brother. Part of sharing is sharing time. I want to let you go, brother, because I want to listen to you, because I don't need to talk. I talk too much anyway.
Thank you, OC. I appreciate it. Yeah. Look, it's a long season, but that doesn't mean that these are insignificant. These games are significant, especially with the new balance schedule. You play the Orioles less than you used to, and right now the Yankees are under 500 against the East. That's not good. By no means. That's the thing. I'm not happy at the moment. And there are gaping holes. And they haven't played well against the American League East. There's no doubt. They're under 500. They've lost 5 out of 7 to the Orioles. They've lost 2 out of 3 to the Red Sox. I think they've split with Toronto. And I believe they've taken the series from Tampa. I got to look. But they're under 500 because they're 5 games under against Baltimore. And that's all that matters. Like, I can yell about include this team, include that team. That's just me being annoyed at the narrative and a false narrative and a picking and choosing of a narrative and not giving the whole story to paint the Yankees in a worse light than it already is. I mean, it's in a bad light. You can at least be fair. But ultimately, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they did against the Dodgers. That's a novelty item. That's a novelty. Yes, they're a good team. They played without Juan Soto, and they lost 2 out of 3. Okay. And that one of those games was nip and tuck as well. Like, it is what it is. They're not battling with the LA Dodgers. Doesn't matter what they did against the Dodgers or anybody else. We all know this. This is a two-team race, certainly in the division and arguably in the American League. The two best teams played at Yankee Stadium yesterday. And right now, the Orioles have established their dominance. That's the problem. That's the problem. I don't care what they did against the Red Sox. The Red Sox are 10 games back. It's about the Baltimore Orioles. That's it. That's what this season's become. And I love it. And I'm looking forward to it. And they're going to have to get better. I believe they will. They're going to have to beat the Orioles. I believe they can. They haven't so far. Tim in Tom's River. What's up, Tim?
How are you?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you?
I think today's problem, I think they could have let Eel sit in a little bit. Let him settle in.
Yeah, no, there was no set. He was getting pounded, man. Normally I would agree with you. And thank you for the call, Tim. I'm sorry. There was no way. You got to take him out at some point. You can't let him just set it. He was going to get pounded no matter what. You could just tell. He was throwing everything over the middle. Luis Eel was brutal in this game. And we're going to find out. I said going in this was the biggest start of the year for Luis Eel. Now, he's a rookie. Maybe the moment was too big for him. It's plausible that the pressure of trying to win this game and win this series, got to him. I don't know if that's the biggest part of it, but maybe it was a part of it. I just think he had bad stuff. I just think he was the home run to Mullins is a hanging slider. He was throwing fastballs down the middle to try and get ahead in the count, and they were just swinging at every fastball down the middle. Like, he was getting pounded. He had no answers, and he's so unfamiliar this season, at least, with struggle that he didn't know how to respond. He's been so unfamiliar with getting hit like this. It's just been such a clear-cut domination from day one that he hasn't had to deal with any of that, and he had no idea how to deal with it. He had no idea how to find it. He had no idea how to take a little bit off, or, you know, he's not a complete pitcher right now. He's still a young kid, but he's been so dominant that it's been fun to watch. But when you get into it, you got to learn how to make the pitch. And you listen, and let's be fair. I mean, let's try and be fair to him, if you're so inclined as a Yankee fan. The ground ball that gets down the line that scores the three runs to make it six, if it's a foot more to the right, it's a double play, and he's out of the inning down three runs instead of down six. He got the ground ball. It found the hole. It went down the line. But from that point on, it was a disaster. But that was an important start. He's going to have to come back and make another important start. But this is like what I'm referring to, where the overreaction. So now Luis Gil's been figured out. Luis Gil's exhausted. He's hit a wall. He'll never pitch like he did the first 9 or 10 starts of the season. This is it. They figured him out. It's over. He was a god. I literally saw a tweet, or someone sent it to me. He was a godsend the first 2 months, but it's over now. Cashman has to go out and get a starting pitcher. Like, it's over. It's over. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Bad start for Luis Gil. That's it. Put him in the bullpen. Forget this whole thing happened. Let's just thank our lucky stars that for 2 months while Cole was injured, we had this brief shining moment. Luis Gil's going to turn back into a pumpkin, and it was nice, but, I mean, clearly he got pounded today and couldn't get out of the second inning, so it's all over. Like, that's what I'm talking about. It drives me crazy. We have to see, but we all understand there is an innings limit. He only pitched, you know, coming off of Tommy John surgery, he's only pitched a handful of innings prior to this over the last couple of years. Like, this might be fatigue. It might. Or it might just be he had nothing. And it might just be the Orioles were all over him. And he was throwing too many good pitches early in the count, and they were pounding him. It could be that. Cologne and Hawthorne, what's up, man? How are you?
Hi, C-Mac. I'm good. Thank you. C-Mac, you know, speaking of the Astros, you know, Verlander's back on the IL, and they don't recover, and they become sellers. Do you think they'd be opposed to dealing with the Yankees if they want to, say, get rid of Josh Hader or Ryan Presley? You know, because
Hader just signed a massive contract. The Yankees aren't trading for Hader.
How about Ryan Presley?
I don't think the Astros would necessarily. I mean, they don't look at the Yankees. Never did anything to them, so I don't think they would have any problem dealing with the Yankees. No, if they become sellers and the Yankees will give the best package for a reliever, then absolutely. I don't think it would be Hader. I don't think the Yankees would take on that kind of money.
Yeah,
because I'll be telling you, I don't even think Clay Holmes is going to be with this team next year, because they're not going to want to pay him what he's going to get paid. Yeah. So I doubt they want to take on that kind of money for all those years, that contract, when he hasn't been that good this year. Ryan Presley. There's different guys. There are names like that who we might not think of, who will become available come the trade deadline. But they're gonna need multiple arms. They're gonna need multiple arms.
You know, the loss that really bothered me was last Thursday when they lost to KC.
Yeah.
We went up. We came back, took the lead, and we blew it in the ninth inning. And just before the inning started, Justin. I forgot his last name. Anyway, the announcer said
Shackle?
The Yankees have never swept the Royals in Kansas City
for a four game.
I'll come to home, and he blows the saves. So.
Yeah, well, they were talking about that a lot. That was a storyline heading into that game, that the Yankees had never swept the Kansas City Royals in Kansas City for a four game set. But that's kind of where it started. They were playing good base. They got beat by the Dodgers. And it led into, and they bounced right back. And that's why I'm looking forward. I'm hoping they bounce right back against the Braves. But they lost the Dodgers series. They bounced right back and took the first three in dominating fashion against Kansas City. And since that blown save, they haven't played good baseball. They didn't play good baseball in Fenway. They didn't play good baseball in this series ultimately. Today was really the only bad day. Like even the other, like they didn't play bad. I mean, they didn't play bad the other, they just didn't. They didn't play bad in the middle game of this series. Cole was only allowed to throw four innings. The bullpen wasn't great when they came in. Again, we've talked about how bad the bullpen is. And the Yankees rallied. And Stanton, who's been a clutch player for them, who had a good series, hits a three-run home run, ties the game in the ninth. Like, they didn't play bad in that game. They're right there with the Orioles in that game. If the Yankees win that game and then they get... And that's the other nature of this thing, too. It's so fickle how we view it. Like, right now, the Yankees are disgraced. They got embarrassed. Even I'll tell you they got embarrassed in this game and then the way they handled the retaliation part of it. But if the Yankees figure out a way, if Soto hits a walk-off home run or Stanton hits a home run instead of that double, or, you know, that pop-up from Mullins doesn't land in the outfield but gets caught, and the Yankees figure out a way to win that game in extra innings on Wednesday night, what are we talking about? It's a completely different feel. We have a completely different conversation. The Yankees took 2 of 3 and made a statement. Oh, and, you know, Luis Gil was bound to have a bad one. That's the conversation if they won the other night in an extra inning game. But because Trevino threw the ball away and the Yankees lost, now it's Luis Gil is terrible. They can't beat the Orioles. It's embarrassing. It's this, it's that. I mean, that's how close it's 162 games. That's what we're talking about. It's such a fine line between what would have been a great 3 days and what's a terrible 3 days. Like, it's literally, it's one throw from Trevino away from being a great weekend. Excuse me, series. That's it. It's that close. That's why when I look at this Orioles team, yes, they pounded the Yankees. Luis Gil had nothing. And then the rest of this bullpen slop right now, and they pounded them 100%. I do not view this Orioles team as far better than the Yankees. I don't. Judge hadn't gotten going yet. I'm not making excuses. They beat them. I'm just saying. Judge hadn't got hot yet. He was still ice cold in the first series that they played. But the Orioles have been better, and they've made a statement. They've won 5 out of 7. They're the I can't say it any other way. They're the better team right now. But by a lot? Do you believe that? Really? Because they had a 5-1 lead and blew it. Their bullpen didn't do great in this series. They got shut down by Nestor Cortez. They're right there. These two teams are really close. And they've played better in the 7 games. That's it.